Crocker, Huntington, Sherman, and Hopkins were part of a wave of immigration into California. By 1860, more than 300,000 Argonauts had made the overland journey. Although they came from different ports and different continents and by different routes, the bulk of the Californians were young Americans who had families back east. They were accustomed to a civilized life: cities, towns, newspapers, roads and wagons, mail, industries. A bit of this was available in California, but there were no industries to serve the population's needs. There was no foundry to make iron products, especially railroad tracks, no plant to make carriages, either horse-drawn or for a train, or one to make a locomotive or a gun or powder. It took months to receive a letter, more months to deliver a reply. Most of the young Americans in California were there to pan for, or later to mine, gold, or to make money, wherever and however. Not only did soldiers and sailors desert, William Sherman noted, but captains and masters of ships actually abandoned their vessels and cargoes to try their luck at the mines. Preachers and professors forgot their creeds and took to trade, and even to keeping gambling houses. There were exceptions. Crocker, Huntington, and Hopkins were storekeepers. Sherman was in the army. But what the state needed was men to plow, to harvest, to sail ships, to engage in manufacturing, to build houses, roads, bridges, and railroads. There were few among the Argonauts who had such skills. In November 1849, Sherman was ordered to instruct Lieutenants Warner and Williamson of the Engineers to survey the Sierra Nevada, to look for a way for a railroad to pass through that range, a subject that then elicited universal interest. But Lieutenant Warner was killed by Indians, and that cast a pall over the whole enterprise. In any event, there were no rails or spikes or locomotives of any kind in California. Nor any railroad come to that, but one was wanted. In 1852, a group of optimistic Californians formulated plans for a railroad to run north and east from Sacramento to tap the rich placer mining regions of the lower Sierra slopes. Captain William T. Sherman was one of the group. The name of the line was Sacramento Valley Railroad, and stock was sold at 10% down. The next year, after a trip east, Sherman resigned from the Army and became a banker in San Francisco and vice president of the Sacramento Valley Railroad. But the need for an experienced railroad engineer became obvious. And in late 1853, the president of the corporation sailed to New York to find such a man. He conferred with Governor Horatio Seymour of New York State, elected 1852, and his brother Colonel Silas Seymour, who knew and recommended a 28-year-old engineer, Theodore D. Judah.